This summer, I had a show in Winnemucca, Nevada.
Where?
Winnemucca, Nevada. It's not really important to the joke. This summer, I had a show in Nevada. Somewhere easier to pronounce. It's Nevada City, I believe. Winnemucca, that's how it, what it's called. Basically, if anything, it's known for its legalized prostitution. They have like four brothels in the middle of town. That's actually not why I was there.
Yeah.
But I...
Okay.
But like I went to my travel agent, like, I'd like to get an STD, but I'm not looking to spend a lot of money. Winnemucca? All right. Sure, I'll take a bus. I did ask when I was there, just for research purposes only, how much would it cost to go to one of these brothels and have sex with a prostitute. I was really shocked by the answer. $60. Does that seem a little low? That's low, right? $60? I'll be honest with you guys. If a woman says to me, I will have sex with you for $60, I don't think I can afford to not fuck her. It's out of my hands at that point. You don't leave a deal like that on the street. You don't. Even my wife was like, really? I'm like, I know, honey. You of all people should understand, sometimes a sale's just too good to pass up. Remember that one time at Old Navy when you bought five pairs of pants because they were so cheap, if you didn't, we were somehow losing money? Well, I'm at the Vagina Factory Outlet Mall. And I wasn't planning on buying any. But at this price, I feel I have to. You do have to wonder what you're going to get for $60. That's. I have a feeling you'd be like, oh, you want the $60 one? Bring her out! You just hear scraping chains, like, ah. You're like, what do you got for 80? I'll take an 80. What do you got? I asked the local guys, I'm like, what do you get for $60? They're like, the women are not much to look at, but it's guaranteed sex. I'm like, yes, it is guaranteed sex with an ugly, scary hooker lady. Awesome. Maybe I'm old-fashioned. I think I would rather find a somewhat attractive woman, buy her $60 worth of alcohol, and take my chances. Yes, trick her like God intended. Or, better yet, buy myself $60 worth of alcohol and have the problem take care of itself. I just became Facebook friends with my very first girlfriend when I was 16, and I'm not trying to hook up with her. I have no romantic interest, but I will admit, as soon as I saw her name on my computer screen, very first thing that popped in my head is, you know what I would like her to know, is I can do it better now. I'm just saying, I didn't leave a very good last impression when I was 16. I've got the internet now. I've learned a couple of things. We didn't even have the internet, really, when I was in high school. That was a very dark time sexually, okay? Kids today have a lot more access to information. If you're in high school right now, you can go home and MapQuest a clitoris. We didn't have that option. We were looking at magazines. We were looking at National Geographic. Like, I think it pulled a ring. That's how you get them. By the way, I didn't mean to confuse the room with a biological term, by the way. You got clitoris, that's by Spokane, I think. I don't know. I know people had sex when I was in high school. My girlfriend and I, we did not, because that would have cut into our dry humping. Which we took very seriously. That's a lost art form, my friends. You get a good 8, 10, 12-hour chafe going, it's fantastic. Just make out till your whole face is chapped. You can't even move your lips. Like, this is going to feel even better when I get to go home and touch myself. We never had sex. I was too scared. I was. She was not. She tried to move me along. I'd go to the bathroom and come back. She'd have a button undone in her pants. Like, hmm? I'd be like, oh. It's actually kind of chilly in here. You might want to wrap that up. I'm not sure if that thing catches pneumonia, but be careful. One time when we were making out, she whispered in my ear, very sexy. She says, you can do whatever you want to me. That's hot, right? You can do whatever you want to me. I was like, really? Yeah, I grabbed the boob. I should have my penis removed. Worst move ever! That was 19 years ago. That still haunts me, okay? I will wake up in the middle of the night sweating like, what was that? I could have at least grabbed two. If my wife said to me, now, you can do whatever you want to me, I'd be like, you know what? Give me a couple days. I'm going to Google some shit. Not wasting this one. In fact, if I can borrow $60, I'll even practice it first. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great evening.